Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Are you ready for summertime?
I'm ready, man.
Really?
Yeah. I'm excited. How about you?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm ready, but I'm eager. Like, I probably don't have a summer wardrobe all lined up.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say you don't have your summer beach body.
Oh, come on, man.
Because I don't either.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, there's that as well. Yeah. The white parts on my body.
I'll just swim with my shirt on.
I thought we'd talk today about five summertime must-dos.
Like, okay.
Got to do this in order for it to be a good summer.
You have five things?
I got five, yeah.
We must do?
No, these are not instructional. These are for you. These are for me personally.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right. I think I could come up with five.
Okay. All right. Number one, go on a popsicle binge.
I like it.
My favorite, Dryers Outshine. There's a whole variety. They're like fruit popsicles. So good.
100% fruit juice.
I don't really know. Maybe they're too good for that. But yeah. There's like chunks of stuff. So there's a pineapple one, chunks of pineapple in it.
There you go.
And yeah, they're really good.
Number one for me, have a water fight.
A water fight? Okay.
You know, either planned or impromptu.
Uh-huh.
I think it's important. I have really good memories of growing up and my parents joining us in a water fight.
All
so
right.
I think that's important to do.
Can I find out when that is so I don't come over to your house that day? Number two for me is read some great books. And by that, I mean go sit by the lake and get a tan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all happening at the same time.
Right. So. It's multitasking.
Yeah.
It's important. Mm-hmm. Number two for me, walk somewhere. Like, walk somewhere that you'd normally drive.
Okay.
So for us, we live about a mile and a half from Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
Through the neighborhood, through a trail.
Yeah.
But walk there instead of just driving.
Right.
There. Yeah.
That's actually going back to my number one, go on a popsicle binge tradition. Every summer, we just walk to the store to buy our popsicles and then eat about three on the way home.
Well, because they're going to melt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Number three for me is go play in the mountains. I guess what I mean is go on vacation. We're going to go to Whistler. We really enjoy Whistler in the summertime.
Fun.
And, you know, there's a swimming pool, and we'll relax and read.
Nice.
And the great part for me is we don't have cell phone service there.
That's right.
So it's
right.
a true vacation playing in the mountains.
Yeah. Number three is, and we should do this year-round, but we don't. But summertime, we'll do it. Designating a no TV day.
Oh, wow.
Just can't have it on. Just cannot have the TV on that day. Our kids, and probably us too, we love to have it on because it keeps them occupied.
Right.
And we can get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, days where we just don't turn it on.
Now, do you have an exemption? Like, what I mean is if the kids go to bed at, say, 10 p.m.,
oh, yeah.
you get to turn
it on. Yeah, we lift the ban.
All right, number four for me is go play in the city. Going to be in Vancouver, B.C. Also, I love going to Seattle. And I want to make sure that I do some things that I haven't done before. So I've been wanting for quite a while to go to Salumi.
Mm.
That is Mario Batali's dad's deli. In Seattle.
Yeah.
And I want to eat there and buy some of his cured meats.
Can you tell me when and I'll come along?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Number four, right? Number four. I wrote this. Visit a familiar place. Like for us, that's Chambers Bay. We love Chambers Bay. Love to walk there. But also trying a new one.
Okay.
Like go somewhere new. Kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
Doing something new. But
right.
I think both are important.
Mm-hmm.
We have favorite summertime spots and then also picking new places to check out.
Yeah, one of our favorites to do in Seattle is to take the water taxi from the Seattle side over to Alki and then eat at Pegasus and hang out on Alki for the day, come back and then get gelato outside of Pike Place.
Yeah.
Number five, host lots of parties. Cook for people, spend time eating and laughing and staying up real late.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I like that. Number five for me, and I hope my wife... I mean, I hope she doesn't listen to this one. Go camping.
Oh, my goodness.
Make her happy. She's been begging me the last couple of years, and I think it's time to just at least do one night and go camping. But if she doesn't listen to this, then she can't hold me to it.
You better not cause me problems, buddy. I don't want our wives talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week I'm going to be doing a three-part series on the blog about the dark side of leadership strengths.
Mm.
And really looking forward to this, so check back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week, and going to start exploring out the idea of a balance in our life mm-hmm. of ego, ambition, and holy calling that yeah. all leaders carry with them. And then I want to shed some light on the underbelly of Christian leadership, talking mm-hmm. about what exactly those dark partners are that go along with our specific strengths.
Yeah.
And finally, want to wrap it up by talking about how we can try to do great things in the world, in the universe, without becoming Darth Vader. So should be fun. Looking forward to it. The dark side of leadership strengths. Have a great summer.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.